Good afternoon. Happy 2022, everyone. My name is Brad Costco. I'm from the city of Hudson. For those who may not know me, I do have a lot of familiar faces and friends in the room. I'll call to order this Thursday, January 20th, 2022, Technical Advisory Committee of AMAT to order. Mr. Baker, do we have a quorum?
We do.
All right. With that, we will move to the meeting minutes. Item 2A is a meeting minute from the December 9th, 2021 meeting, and a motion is required.
Make motion, Michelle Rippon.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Hearing none, the motion passes. I do want to pause for a minute. I was asked to remind everybody when they make a motion to clearly enunciate their last name and the city or township that they're representing. All right, moving on the agenda to staff reports. Item 3, financial progress report, reference attachment 3A by Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our budget through November of 2021, we spent about 34% of the budget. We're in very good shape, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
No questions for Mr. Baker. A motion is required.
Jim Bowen, Pat, first. Tomasi Cosball, second.
All right, we have a motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Hearing none, the motion passes. Moving on to item 3B, technical progress report. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this will be brief. I know we actually just saw each other a little bit, I guess, about a month ago, roughly. Not much has changed. If you were checking your email this morning, you should have received from us a notice about the RAISE grants. This is just the beginning. So, you know, we're going to continue to try to monitor when these national grants come forward. The RAISE this year, very similar to Tiger. It's a very open program. I mean, there's a lot of different qualifying things, elements like sustainability, connectivity, preservation, et cetera. So we want to make you aware of that. And I do believe there is quite a bit more money in the RAISE program this year. So, you know, wish you the best of luck. If you are planning on applying, please let us know because there are things that we might be able to do to help, even if it's just letters of support. Or an understanding of what we need to do, making sure it's on our plan, all those types of things to help our projects get to the top of the list in these competitive programs. But that is due April 14th, so I think we've seen the announcement of the NOFA, and that will be continuing to be developed by January 30th. I think it'll fully be released and available. Otherwise, you know, our staff is trying to get a grip on the new highway bill. One of the things that's going to be optional for us to opt into or get involved in is housing. So there's actually asking MPOs to look at ways transportation and housing connect with possible doing some studies there. There's also more emphasis on climate change resiliency planning. Our staff is currently working on a resiliency plan looking at areas that might be at higher risk for extreme weather events. And then again, we'll be looking to this month approving a round of projects that will be going into our system, and we'll be working with everyone to program those over the next few months. So that's really the main things on the radar. I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are any, and that's all I got.
All right, any questions for Mr. Baker? None. All right, moving on. Item 3C, AMAT's federal funds report. Reference attachment 3C, Mr. Toulet.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have too much additional to talk about than I did last time, and that is that we have a lot of projects left in the fiscal year 2022. We're now in the third quarter, and we actually have 97% of our funding still unencumbered. So, if you have any projects in the third or fourth, especially in the fourth quarter, please try to keep on top of your estimates and cost, because when you get into that fourth quarter, it's much more harder to try to rebid or work out any irregularities that that might arise. The only other thing that I wanted to mention was we did a little swap of funding. Amex received a little over $4 million in Corona virus relief funds, and what we did is we those have to be spent by fiscal year 24. So what we did was we took those and we applied those to two jobs in Cuyahoga Falls, and those jobs were scheduled in fiscal year 22 and 23, I believe, and we did that because we definitely wanted to use those funds because we didn't want to lose them. And then we took the STBG funding that was in those projects and we used it to fund other resurfacing projects. So those are the only two items I have concerning the federal funds report. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Poulet. Moving on to item four, old business. Is there any old business?
There is
none. Excellent. Item five, new business. Draft fiscal year 2023 transportation planning work program. Reference attachment 5A. Ms. Rydell?
Yes, hello, good afternoon. For those of you who are new, I'm Heather Davis-Rydell. Attachment 5A is the draft fiscal year 2023 transportation planning work program and budget. The work program guides the work of the MS staff from July 1st of 22, this coming July, to June 30th of 23. Included in attachment 5A is the draft local share, calculated to be $180,657. This number is greater than in the past due to additional consolidated planning grant funds that AMS will receive, which must be matched. Please also note the updated population numbers for the 2020 census. With your approval, this draft will be submitted to ODOT for review. Additionally, we expect to request approval of the final work program in May. Are there any questions?
No questions. A motion is required for this item.
Good morning, Mr. Pruitt. Please do something, please.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Hearing none, the motion passes. Item 5D, public participation plan, draft 3P, reference attachment 5B. Mr. Prater.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 2022 marks the time that AMATS must update its public participation plan, or what we call the 3P. The 3P details the outlines the policies and strategies that our agency must follow in order to engage the public throughout the regional transportation planning process. We began this latest update of the 3P late last summer by taking three steps. First, we addressed the recommendations that were handed down to us from the FHWA and the FTA following our federal certification review last May. At that time, the feds had two recommendations for AMATS. First, that the agency review its Title VI complaint process and bring that process into alignment with guidance issued by the Ohio Department of Transportation. Second, the feds also recommended that we set up a specific process as to how we will address public comments and input. The second step that we took is we began researching what other MPOs across the country were doing with regards to their public outreach. And third, we took a review of our own 3P practices. The result of these three steps has been the following. First, AMATS has incorporated into the latest draft 3P, Appendix F, which addresses our Title VI complaint procedures. This appendix presents the process that the public may utilize if they feel that they have been excluded from the regional transportation planning process or have been denied benefits due to discrimination. The latest draft 3P also includes new passages stating that AMETS will acknowledge receiving all public correspondence, be it written or electronic, from the public, and respond with an acknowledgement within a 7-day period. These acknowledgements should not be misconstrued by the public as stating that we'll get on their problems right away. It's only that we're aware of their concerns and we'll respond at an appropriate time in an appropriate manner. Fourth, something that's brand new for the TIP, not the TIP, the 3P, I'm getting ahead of myself here, is Appendix G, which is a measures of effectiveness report. In our research as to what other NPOs were doing across the country, we noticed that many of them have a measures of effectiveness report, or an MOE. And what this is they're actually documenting and comparing how successful their public outreach strategies have been and keeping a record of that so they can improve upon that. We at AMATS felt that it was time that we do the exact same thing, and Appendix G is our first endeavor at doing so. This appendix has tables presenting roughly target goals that we're setting for various things, such as visitors to our website, the number of press releases we have, attendees to meetings, and so forth. And we're going to start keeping a record of that and seeing what we can improve upon in the future throughout the life of the 3P. And finally, the latest new item for the 3P is this is the first one in which we've identified and included the elderly as a population that's considered unique alongside low-income and minority populations. We're finally going to start addressing their concerns and having outreach to them. The 3P update process began January the 13th and will continue all the way to March 18th. This draft item is currently available on the AMATS website, amatsplanning.org, and also our Twitter and Facebook pages. We also have hard copies of it in our office if the public wants to stop in and review it. We've been promoting the availability of the draft 3P rather heavily in our region's three largest newspapers, the Beacon Journal, the Record Courier, and the Reporter. And something new for us is we've also begun advertising online, and we purchased internet advertising on the Beacon Journal's website. This item will be presented tonight during our Citizens Involvement Committee meeting, and we'll present a revised draft of this item depending on what sort of comments and feedback we get during our March 17th meeting of the CIC. And if you ladies and gentlemen have any questions or comments, I'll do my best to answer them now. Yes, Mr. Okay. Bradley.
I had a question about the maps that are in the report. Mm-hmm. What's the date of the information, and just a suggestion that in the future some kind of a source date or something, because these, as you know, maps get pulled out of reports and mm-hmm. used wherever, and they quickly become dated. So I didn't know what the date was for those.
I think it's the latest ACS, which I'd have to ask our GIS guy, but I think 2018 or 2019.
Okay.
But yeah, I think that's a good point. We'll make sure to add that.
Good. I mean, you know, AMATS always does great maps. So I just thought
that
sounds facetious.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, no other questions or comments besides AMATS makes great maps.
And source data.
And source data, of course. All right, very importantly, we're moving on to item 6, resolutions. There's actually multiple resolutions under item A. So with that, resolution 2022-01, approving projects to be funded under the Surface Transportation Block Grant, STBG program, reference attachment 6A, Mr. Poulet.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Brad alluded to, the way we're going to handle this is I'm going to do a brief presentation, and then we're going to approve the resolutions for each funding category separately with a motion and a second after I'm over, after I'm through with the presentation. At our last meeting in December, I passed out a list of our new projects, just grants. I didn't have any indication to how far down the list we would go, and that is part of what we're going to discuss today. But before we get into that, I do want to briefly review a new incentive that we started this year. It's the Project Delivery Incentive Program, or PDIP. With this program, if you can get your project in the plans prepared by a certain time frame, your local match will be reduced from 20% to 10%. And with resurfacing projects, that time frame is 2 years, and with traditional STBG projects, that time frame is 4 years. So I just wanted to touch on that. This is the first year that we had this incentive. Overall, we had we had 64 applications asking for over $75 million, approximately $28 million was available for funding. So unfortunately, this demonstrates how much greater our needs are than our funding, and the needs that we received is really just a small fraction of what's out there. But we only had enough funding to basically cover about 37% of the applications that we received. In the end, we selected 37 projects for funding, totaling about $40 million. And we over-programmed maybe slightly more than we usually do, but the last thing we ever want to do is leave any money unused. Most of the new projects will be programmed in fiscal years 24, 25, and 26, and then they may be adjusted as needed. So let's get into our individual funding categories. The first one is the Surface Transportation Block Grant, or STBG program. This is really one of our most versatile funding categories, and it can be used on just about any type of project. Eligible phases are right away in construction. We received 16 applications requesting almost $48 million, and we chose 7 projects totaling $21 million. And those 7 projects are shown on the screen. Stowe, State Route 91 reconstruction. The second is Akron, East Market Street reconstruction. The third was Cuyahoga Falls, Wauga Lake turn lane. Fourth was Streetsboro, State Route 14 and 43 intersection. This is full depth reconstruction of the pavement of the intersection. In Macedonia, Highland and Valley View Road intersection. Hudson received the Darrell Road and Terex Road intersection, and Green received a widening project on Arlington between State Route 19 and Butler Road. In your handout, this is Resolution 2022-01, which we'll ask for approval momentarily. The next funding category is resurfacing. This is a very popular program at AMAT. Resurfacing is for exactly what the name implies, strictly resurfacing, construction phase only, and no other applications. Oftentimes I'm asked, can I include guardrail or signs? This is just strictly resurfacing. 31 applications received, totaling $19.2 million. And then we were able to get down to the list and select 24 of those projects, totaling nearly $15 million. And this will be Resolution 2022-02. 02. And I'm not going to go through all the projects, but I will say that we did have a nice variety of applications and sponsors receiving funding. We had large cities, small cities, Summit County, Portage County, and then even a couple in Wayne County. And we have a maximum of $700,000 that will fund these, of STBG funding that we apply to these. So so we did get quite a ways down that list. So I was real pleased with the resurfacing results. And lastly, the CASA funding. Just to review, CASA funding is used for any non-motorized or bike and pedestrian type project. It could be used for engineering right-of-way and construction phases. We had 15 applications requesting a little over $10 million, and we chose six projects totaling $4.16 million. And this is the one program that we expect to see an increase in with the new transportation bill. We typically receive about $2 million to put towards this, but with the new transportation bill, we expect close to $4 million. So this is why we were able to include a few more than we usually do. And here are the six that were approved or that were selected. Akron, Rubber City Heritage Trail Phase 2 in Kent. The East Market Street improvements, the bike and pedestrian improvements that are included in that project. In Wayne County, the Heartland Trail Phase 4A, Hudson Veterans Trail Rails to Trails, Summit County Springside Drive Sidewalk, and in Stowe, Dale Road Sidewalks Phase 2. So the next steps for all of you that did receive projects is to make sure that you program your project with ODOT, and then after the project is programmed, ODOT and AMATS will conduct scope meetings. And sometimes we're part of that and sometimes we're not. It just depends, but please don't forget to get your new project programmed with ODOT. And with that, that concludes my presentation. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Yes?
I'm probably the only one that asked this question, but other than the TASA projects, are the other funding sources mutually exclusive, so an applicant isn't, you know, trying to play in more than one pool, and are other funding sources such as the Ohio Public Works considered, and how does AMATS handle all those various potential overlaps or not?
Well, actually, there's many projects that include different sources of funds. We don't really manage the different sources. It's kind of the project sponsor that does that. We manage our funding, and many projects have various sources of funding. It's not exclusive to what we supply.
We do allow them to use state funds when applicable for local share, things like to match that 20%. If it's true state, you know, obviously you can't do federal to federal, but if you're able to access anything else, we allow that to be part of the local share amount to help reduce the local's commitment.
Yes,
Dave, is the resurfacing money actually come out of STBG? Or is it a separate funding source?
No, it actually is STBG.
Okay.
This year, This year we took our STBG funding, and I think we split it nearly in half. Half of it went to your traditional STBG projects, and half of it went to was reserved strictly for resurfacing. Okay, if there's no other questions, then we come to the time when we want to approve the resolutions. And as I mentioned before, as Brad mentioned, each funding source has its own resolution to approve. So, Brad, would you like to take over at this point?
Thank you, Dave. Okay, so resolution, this is item 6A, resolution 2022 approving projects to be funded under the Surface Transportation Block Grant STBG program. A motion is required.
Jim Malone, Kent, move to approve.
Second, Jenkins, Porter's County.
Okay, we have a motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Hearing none, that motion passes. The next item is resolution 2022-02, approving projects to be funded under the resurfacing program. Request a motion.
I make a motion to approve.
Weepy Green Center.
Okay, we have a motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Same sign. Hearing none, the motion passes. Item resolution 2022-03, approving projects to be funded under the Transportation Alternatives Set Aside, CASA program. I request a motion.
So moved. McCleary, Stowe.
Second, Tomasi, Thugfoss.
We have a motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Hearing none, that motion passes. All right, moving on with the agenda, item 6B, resolution 2022-04, safety performance measures, reference attachment 6B. Mr. Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This resolution is to approve support for ODOT safety performance targets for calendar year 2022. With this resolution, the staff is requesting support for ODOT's statewide 2% annual reduction target for all five safety performance measures, the number of fatalities, the fatality rate, the number of serious injuries, the serious injury rate, and the number of non-motorized fatalities and injuries. The staff is requesting approval of resolution 2022-04. Are there any questions?
All right, no questions for Mr. Gardner. I will entertain a motion for resolution 2022-04, safety performance measures.
So moved. McCleary, Stowe.
Second, Weepy Green.
We have a motion to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Hearing none, the motion passes. Are there any other items of business? There is none. All right, our next regular scheduled TAB meeting is Thursday, March 17th, here at the Hilton Garden Inn. I will entertain a motion for adjournment. All right. Thank you. All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all.
Thank you.